welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 27th, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to stand before and profess my faith. I thank you for the employees and staff and elected officials of Jefferson County. We pray for the citizens. We pray for those in New Orleans, in harm's way, Mississippi, Alabama. We pray that you find them safe after the storm passes. Pray these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
We pledge in unison. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we have two items on the agenda today. Under County Clerk, item A is to open a public hearing on the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2012-2013. So I'd like to go out of order and open up that hearing right now and ask if there's any member of the public that has any comments, questions, or concerns that they'd like to bring to the attention of the Commissioner's Court relating to the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan. Hearing none, we will adjourn that hearing, and then we will go on to item A under District Clerk, and we will open up a public hearing on the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2012-2013. And I'll similarly ask if there's any member of the public that have any questions, comments, or concerns that they wish to express to the Commissioner's Court relating to the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan. Okay, hearing none, that hearing will be adjourned. Now we'll go back to items under purchasing, beginning with item A. Item A is to receive and file bids for a term contract for elevator maintenance and repair for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for a proposed 200,000 gallon elevated water storage tank for the Hampshire area funded by Texas Department of Rural Affairs Hurricane Ike Disaster Grant Fund. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a partial lease assignment in accordance with an RFP for a lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout between Kenneth Wayne Chadwick and LaBelle Properties Limited and B.C. Hebert Heirs. Item D is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And item E is to consider and possibly approve disposal of scrap aluminum poles and siding scrap materials to be transported to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such price as it may command with the funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items under purchasing? If not, we'll take a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, we'll move on to County Commissioners. Item A on the burn ban can be tabled, and we'll go read the agenda items, and then we'll bring the YMBL up to the podium. Item B is considering possibly authorize the county judge to execute a notice of intent to participate in the Texas Department of Agricultural's Hog Out Grants Program. Item C is to hear a presentation from the YMBL relating to Southeast Texas State Fair results for this year. Item D is considering possibly approve a resolution adopting the mitigation action plan of the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission. Item E is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute the contract for fines and fees for collection services with Lineberger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson for the collection of delinquent court fees and fines for justice of the peace. Item F is considering possibly approve the reappointments of Gladys Fowler, appointed by Commissioner Senegal, and Tim Sedella, appointed by me, as board members of the Spindletop Center Board of Trustees for a two-year term. And item G is considering possibly authorize the county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Texas AgriLife Extension regarding exchange of information technology services. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners? Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion on any of those items? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Until now, Mr. Kalkbrenner, you bring with you to the podium whoever you want to. Thank y'all for being here today, the members of the YMBL.
Judge, I appreciate it. Commissioners, you know, we start off coming here right before the fair, and I was fair chairman for 2012, and you guys really worked good with us. And I'm proud to say that you have a check enclosed for $153,278 for a total payment of $178,278. So we're proud to be able to do that. And what this represents, since our partnership with the county, 2004, and that's actually with two fairs being canceled due to hurricanes, the total that the Young Men's Business League has been able to pay the county is $1,156,140. So that's pretty good for a nonprofit, I think, guys. Again, I want to thank y'all as being now the past fair chairman. I'd like to ask our 2012 president, Mark McAdams, to let you know who's going to be running the show next year. Mark?
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Judge. We appreciate being here. We're really glad to be able to give you that check. I personally, as the 2012 president, would really like to thank you for the relationship we have with you and the county. Bo, I appreciate everything that you've done for us out there as well. So once again, I'd just like to thank you for that. For this next year, our 2013 fair chairman is going to be Mr. Jesse Gonzalez. Jesse's been with AT&T for a while, and we had a big selection of guys to choose from, and he's the one that is the winner for the 2013 fair chairman. So I'm sure he'll do a great job, and we look forward again to seeing you then. But thank you again, guys.
Well, thank y'all very much. The county certainly appreciates the relationship that we've had with y'all. It's been an extremely cooperative and mutually beneficial one. And as happy as you are to give us this check, we're even more happy to receive it.
Understood. Thank you again.
And Jesse, we know Commissioner Arnold and County Clerk Callan Gidry, they won't be supporting you at AT&T now.
All right, moving on to items under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for the 252nd District Court for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $100,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget amendment, service center additional costs for fuel. Gasoline in the amount of $100,000. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 1 for additional supplies in the amount of $200 for office supplies. And item D is to consider authorizing County Judge to execute a renewal contract with Appris Technology for the provision of victim information and notification services. Those services are paid for by the Texas Office of the Attorney General through a VINE grant that we have. Item E is to execute, receive, and file a contract for arraignment services and all other duties to be performed by Judge Leonard Giblin Jr., Judge Harold Placella, Judge Charles Carver, or other qualified magistrate for the period October 1st, 2012 to September 30th, 2013. Item F is consider and approve an intergovernmental agreement with the Port of Beaumont for the distribution of 2009 Port Security Grant funds. Jefferson County acts as a fiduciary agent for that grant. Item G is to receive and file an order from the Board of District Judges approving county auditor's budget and court reporter's compensation for fiscal year 2012-2013. And item H is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending July 31st, 2012. And lastly, item I is regular county bills, check numbers 370487 through 370780. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
I have a question. Patrick, what's that total amount on this for attorney fees? How much is that total for the year? Do you have that by any chance?
I don't have that figure in front of me.
We'll have to look at both courts.
Okay. The other question I have, Judge, on E, you read, and other qualified magistrate. We paying for other, meaning if these guys are off or just what?
Not in addition to what they've paid. They're paid on a daily rate. And for most of the year, they paid by the state. And then normally around last year, anyway, around August, I think, we had to pay for a couple of months and pick up the cost of it. But this year, I haven't heard anything from the state.
It's usually right at 4 months. But I think the upcoming year, we might have to.
Oh, okay.
Depends on how much.
But the other judges don't cost us anymore. It's a flat rate for the time they're there, and I think they may get paid a little bit more if they go over and do juveniles hearing. But any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, item B is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2012-2013. Item C is to consider and possibly approve appointing election precinct judges and alternate judges from lists submitted by the county chairs pursuant to Election Code 32.002 for the period September 1st, 2012 through August 31st, 2014. And item D is to receive and file a list of approved election precinct judges and alternates. Do I have a motion on those items under County Clerk?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? Or is there anything, Ms. Guidry, that you wish to say about the plan? Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And moving on to District Clerk, item B is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2012-2013, and item C is consider and possibly authorize the County Judge to execute the cooperative agreement between the Office of the Attorney General of the State of Texas and Jefferson County, Texas, for fees reimbursed for clerical duties for the period September 1st, 2012 through August 31st, 2014. I have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? Anything that you wish to add, Ms. Ramos? Very good. Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes the portion of our budget. Oh, that's right. Next week is a county holiday. Monday is Labor Day. So the question is, do we need to meet next week on Tuesday? What do you foresee? Purchasing, auditing, engineering, airport, county clerk.
All right.
And I think from calls I got Friday that we may be in a position to have a workshop maybe next Tuesday on the issue of elections. So, yeah, 1:30 on Tuesday. Is that okay with everyone? And we're going to have a budget workshop following Commissioner's Court, which will begin at 2 o'clock. Is there anything that any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the court without us taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.